Eubank move pushes Kixa to swap debt for arena naming rights. A major sponsorship push led by Eubank has set off a domino effect that reaches Caixa Economica Federal. The state bank, main creditor of the Corinthians arena, is now at the center of talks that could change the fate of a large debt. The plan uses a real Eubank deal as a price benchmark to propose a new payment model to Caixa Economica Federal. The aim is to settle the arena debt by using the bank's own name. The move shows a growing strategy to turn sponsorships into long-term branding deals. For Caixa Economica Federal, the case is a complex commercial negotiation, not just a credit issue. If the agreement moves forward, Caixa Economica Federal would shift from collector to owner of the arena name. The article tracks the unfolding talks and what they could mean for banks and the club. New bank-driven sponsorship moves trigger a domino effect reaching Caixa Economica Federal. Caixa, Corinthians' main arena creditor, negotiates to swap the debt for naming rights. The plan uses Eubank's real sponsorship pricing as a reference for new terms with Caixa. The goal is to turn the arena debt into advertising by giving the bank the arena name, but no contract is signed yet. If it moves forward, Caixa could own the naming rights. Updates will come via FDR's official WhatsApp community. Sponsorship shift led by Eubank targets Caixa and Corinthians arena debt deal. A sponsorship wave led by Eubank has created a domino effect that pulls Caixa Economica Federal into a high-stakes negotiation over the debt tied to the Corinthians arena. The state bank is the arena's main creditor, with a debt estimate of R$660 million. The strategy uses a real Eubank sponsorship as a price reference to propose a new payment model to Caixa, aiming to settle the debt using the bank's own branding. Context: Eubank's sponsorship footprint and market benchmark. Market observers note that Eubank has secured major sponsorship deals to place its brand in arenas and events, including a notable arrangement connected to WTORA. In the market, sponsorships of this type are estimated to cost about R$51 million per year. Corinthians intends to use that figure as the baseline to renegotiate with Caixa. What is on the table for Caixa at present? Caixa is weighing a long-term contract that would convert the arena debt into advertising rights. It is important to note that no binding agreement has been signed yet. Bank officials describe the matter as a complex commercial negotiation, requiring cautious progress before any commitment. How the plan would work, and the required steps if discussions advance, Caixa could move from simply collecting a debt to owning the naming rights of one of the country's largest arenas. This would transform the debt into a continuous branding asset. Two steps are identified as necessary before the plan can take effect. First, the negotiations must progress toward a concrete agreement. Second, the formal contract must be signed. Conclusion: the sponsorship push led by Eubank is driving a strategic shift that could recast the Corinthians arena debt as a long-term branding asset. For Caixa Economica Federal, the arena's main creditor, the question extends beyond repayment to value creation. Could the debt be resolved by granting naming rights and embedding the bank within a sustained advertising deal? By anchoring the negotiation to Eubank's real sponsorship pricing, the plan points to a market benchmark of roughly R$51 million per year, used as the reference for terms with Caixa. Two critical steps remain. One, move discussions toward a concrete agreement, and two, sign a binding contract. If advances occur, Caixa could transition from debt collector to naming rights owner, reshaping how sponsorships function as a strategic financial instrument in the sports landscape. At present, no contract has been signed, and outcomes hinge on careful negotiations and market dynamics. Frequently asked questions: what is the main idea behind Eubank's move for Caixa? A plan to swap the arena debt for the arena naming rights, with Caixa becoming the arena's name owner, using Eubank-style deals as the price guide. How big is the debt involved? R$660 million. Why does Eubank's move matter to Caixa? It provides a real price template for naming rights, helping to shape a long-term sponsorship that could pay the debt. What steps are needed to make this happen? Two steps. One, Caixa becomes the naming rights owner. Two, a long-term sponsorship contract is signed. Has Caixa signed the contract yet? No, it's not signed yet. Market-ready sponsorships for arenas run around R$51 million per year.